Have you made your New Year's resolutions yet? John C. Maxwell, the author and pastor, told about a young lady that he was dating when he was a young man and that he was interested in her. And it came around to New Year's time, and she had quite a fine list of New Year's resolutions. You know, I'm going to pray more, and I'm going to read my Bible more, I'm going to do this. And that's really were a nice list of resolutions. And he complimented her on them and said that he was really pleased to see that she was trying to improve herself in that way. And she looked at him and said, "Oh, I'm just fine. These are for you." That relationship, needless to say, did not survive for long. We start out with pretty good resolutions, don't we? It doesn't take long until they are broken. Usually the resolutions are made because of deficiencies we have seen in the last year in our conduct or in our achievements. And we want to correct those deficiencies, perhaps a habit that we're going to break. Perhaps we're going to lose weight. We've been overeating during the year, exercise more, all the usual type things. Unfortunately, it seems that good resolutions never end up being kept. I think it's because we do not address the weakness or the problem that created the need for those resolutions in the first place. We don't need to make a resolution, it seems like to me. It seems like that I need to seek each year a new resolve from God to do His will. But I find that the only thing that will really change me will address those problems of the preceding year, and I make those resolutions are only achieved when somehow I'm renewed in my spirit by God, and I have the help of God in doing those. I can't tell you how many people that I talk to in the course of the ministry I'm doing now that cannot find that resolve to do what's right, to climb out of that habit, to change a pattern of behavior. You cannot do it with resolutions. You need a new heart. The psalmist David talked about this in Psalm 51 when he prayed to God, and it's a great prayer of confession in Psalm 51. In the 10th verse, he tells us what it takes to change course in life and correct the deficiencies that we have in us. He cries out to God and he says, verse 10, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me." You see, David recognized that these kind of problems we have cannot be addressed with a simple resolution. They have to be addressed by a change of our inward being, by God, by the Holy Spirit. "Create within me a clean heart, and restore unto me the joy of your salvation." And then we can address those problems that we seem to want to tackle with just a bunch of resolutions. Oh, we need a good resolve, but the best resolve comes from the Holy Spirit within us, taking us forward into God's will for our lives. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray with the psalmist David, "Create within me a clean heart, and renew within me a right spirit, so that I may correct those things that have been bothering me. And when I take the inventory at the end of this coming year, I will give you praise, Lord. For my faith is that you're going to change me, and that I'm going to do my very best to follow your will. But I need your spirit. I need you to create a new heart within me, a clean heart, and a right spirit. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen."